Well, good morning. Welcome to the earnings call of Copasa with the presentation of the results of the fourth quarter of 2019 and 2019. We have here present Dr. Carlos Eduardo Tavares de Castro. He is the president director of Copasa, and Carlos Augusto Botrel Roberto. He is the director of RI of Copasa. We inform you that the presentation will be recorded, and all the participants will be able to get in contact with the company during the Q&A session, and you will receive more information. Should you need any assistance, please call the operator by typing *9. We are simultaneously transmitting this event via webcast, and this can be accessed on the address ri.copasa.com.br. The presentation is also available for download. Now, before we proceed, I wanted to highlight that anything that might be said in this earnings call regarding the perspectives, business perspectives, projections, and operational goals and financial goals of Copasa are premises and expectations of the board of directors based on information that is currently available. They involve risks and uncertainties because they pertain to future events and they depend on circumstances that might or might not take place. The macroeconomic or legislation changes and other factors might affect the performance of Copasa and might lead to results that are different from what we expect. Now, I would like to give the word to Dr. Carlos Augusto Botrelberto. He will start the presentation. Dr. Carlos, once again, good morning. Thank you for your the opportunity. Go ahead. Well, good morning, everyone. Let's start with the presentation. We can go to slide 2, where we can see the results obtained in the fourth quarter of 2019. We can see in the next slide the costs, the EBITDA, the net revenue, and then we will see the overview on the behavior of the company. We have here the fourth quarter of 2019 of Copasa. Our net revenue is about 3 million reais. We grew 18.4%. This is the delta in regards to fourth quarter of 18. Costs and expenses grew 7.2%, and we got to 882 million reais in comparison to the previous year of 823. EBITDA grew 28% in the period, and we had a good performance of the revenues of the costs, and we got to 512 million reais in EBITDA. This led to a net margin, 38.5%. We have 4 percentage points in comparison to the results in 18. The financial result was negative in 22 million reais, which represents an improvement in regards to the negative results of the fourth quarter of 18, which is 35 million, and this reflects the behavior of the foreign exchange. And we have a growth of 43.4% in the net revenue, which is a good performance. It reflects a good performance, 255 million. Slide number 3, we're going to talk about the revenues for water and sewage utilities. As you can see, the revenue had a growth of 18.4%. This increase was given because of the increase of the consumer units of water. And we are closing December of 19 with approximately 5.4 million economies. And we have the economies here in sewage, and we have 3.4 million economies, which is an increase of 1.8% in regards to the previous year. We also have the variation of the measured volume in the quarters. For water and sewage, we see that the volume of water was 148 million cubic meters to 155 million in the fourth quarter of 19, so an increase of 5%. Now, the measured volume of sewage, which is in the graph to the right in green. We have 105 million cubic meters of growth of 5.1% in regards to the previous to the last quarter of 18. We have an increase in revenue, the adjustment in the tariffs. We had the quarterly adjustment of the economy, 3.2% for water, 2.9% for sewage. We had the migration of registration of 215,000 families that went from social to residential tariffs. We also have an increase in the revenue, the beginning of the treatment of waterways in nine places with about 70,000 economies, and it changes the tariff standard. We also have a reduction in the consumption in the days of usage in the lower part of the slide, and you can compare it with 17, 18, and 19. Next slide, number four. We're going to talk about administrative costs. The personnel, we had a growth of 4.7%, 345 million. This growth is because of the provisions, the agreement that we had in 2019, as well as growth in healthcare, which is, well, we also had an increase in the number of personnel. Subcontracted parties, growth of 5.3% because of more expenses with PIPA and also the increase in the concentration and systems. When we see PCLD, which is PDD, provision for doubtful debt, we see here the negotiation of debt, and we have here the negotiations with NGOs, etc. We also have the tariff on lending to the cities, an increase of 31% because of the municipal here to 59 new cities and our regulator, Darcy. Well, the value for this tariff cycle that started in August of 19 and will finish in 2020 is 75 million reais. And 50 million is for the city of Belo Horizonte. And we have the other 59 municipalities that we started the unlending in September of 2019. The non-administrative costs, we see here an increase of 142 million, the subtotal, against 115 million in the fourth quarter of 18, a growth of 23.5%. We also highlight the main ones, electric energy, a growth of 3%, with the tariff readjustment, the increase of consumption because of more operational needs, and also telecommunication, 73% growth. Treatment materials, we have an increase of 21.7% because of the increase in prices in the chemical products that are used in the process for water treatment. We also have a reduction in the tax credits. We see an operation here in the accounting with the implementation of the fiscal solution. Therefore, the total cost of Copasa in the fourth quarter of 19 was 882 million reais, a value that is 7% higher in comparison to the same period last year, which was 822 million in 18. And now, let's go to the next slide. Let's talk about the other operational expenses. Basically, we would present the other financial operational revenues for the fourth quarter. The non-recurrent negotiations in the fourth quarter of 18 that impacted the accounts in that period. The other operational expenses, well, set growth of 73%, an increase with the provisions payment of the judicial issues. Also, the participation of the employees in the profit sharing. We can see an increase of 41%. The next slide, we have we can see the net revenue, EBITDA, and margin. you can compare 18 to 19 and also 17, we see that the net revenue had a growth of 43%, 255 million against 178 million in the fourth quarter of 18. The EBITDA had a growth of 28.1%, getting to 511 million reais in the fourth quarter against 400 million in the fourth quarter of 18. It's very important to inform that the margin of the quarter had a growth of 3 percentage points that went from 31.1% to 38.5% in 18. In 19, I'm sorry. An expressive gain in EBITDA. Now, the net revenue, sorry. Now, let's look at the numbers of the year. We had an evolution on the revenue of water and sewage once you compare it to 18, and the revenues with water grew 11.5% and sewage grew 14%. We attribute that to the tariff, average tariff that we already mentioned, that we applied from the first day of 2019, and the increase in savings of water and sewage, and an increase of 1.7% in the volume per water economy and sewage. We have other factors that we already explained in the revenue as the update of the customers that benefit from the social programs with the federal government. This update made 215,000 families would have the social tariff, and this is a very high economy for from September 2019 onwards. We can also see the tariff for sewage in the last 12 months because we started to treat the sewage. In the lower part of the slide, we see the evolution of costs and expenses. The personnel cost has an increase of 2.3% in the 3 years, getting to 1.3 billion reais in 2019, influenced mainly by the provisions regarding the CP of 19 and the increase of the expenses with the healthcare plan. And getting into more details, the subcontracted parties growth of 2.1%, getting to 443 million reais against the 434 of the fourth quarter of 18. An increase with the conservation and the monitoring of systems, and also we have other services that are commissioned. Well, profit sharing, once again, decrease of 25%, 190 compared to 253 in 18. In 18, we did extraordinary negotiations in the second quarter of 18, and with the municipalities and philanthropies, and with a highlight to Santa Casa of Belo Horizonte and the city of Montes Claros. The tariff on lending, a growth of 15%, 105 compared to 91 million in the on lending. And as we mentioned, this is due to the on lending that we have to 59 new cities, all covered by the tariffs. The electric costs grew 12.5% from 423 to 476 in 19. And this is explained because of the tariffs readjustment. And we have a higher operational demand. We also verified that the total expenses and costs was an increase of 3.1%, 3.2 billion in comparison to 3.3 billion in 19. Now, let's talk about the CAPEX. The revenue was 774 million in 19, a growth of 30.4% when we compare it to 18. The EBITDA got to 1.76 billion in 19, a growth of 17% in regards to 18. And the margin had here a growth of percentage, going from 36.9% to 36.4% in 19. 33.9% in 18 to 36.4% in 19. The next slide, CAPEX for the investments done and realized. For the investments done by the controllership, you can see on the slide, out of the total, $260 million were applied in the water systems, $279 million in the sewage, and $47 million that were allocated in the management development. Copanor, the investments is $34 million in 19. We also show our investment program that was approved and published in December of 19 that defined that the investment predicted for the services is 860 million reais. For the subsequent years, the investments, yearly investments predicted for Copasa are 1.25 billion, and for Copanor, the projection is 37 million reais for the 5 years. As we can see, the projected values for 2024 is the double of the value that we invested over the last 5 years. Indebtedness. We have the gross debt, net debt, and leverage of 17, 18, 19. The cash generation of the company, the net debt had a drop, 3.3 billion to 2.8 billion in December of 19 compared to December of 18. Now, the gross debt went from 3.6 to 3.3 billion reais in 2019. The variation here, the indicator shows that 18% was 2.2 times and now it dropped to 1.6 times in 19. And the percentage of the debt that is due, that in December of 18 was 18%, now went to 12% in December of 19, mainly due to the amortizations that we've done. Now going to the next slide. Let's talk about the index. The index of the debt, we can see this, the debt of the company with the contract index. The more relevant are TGLP, long-term interest rate, and TR, the reference rate. Each represents about 50% of the debt of the company in 2019, and only 24% of the debt is related to IPCA and 21% to CDI. The debt, other debt got to a drop here in the last years. We saw also the degree of indebtedness, which is the degree of net revenue, net debt over the PL, that dropped from 53% to 41.8%. It's important to show also the summary of the corporate ratings, Moody and Fitch. We had an upgrade at Moody's that went from AA3.BR. In the Fitch, we have a double A with a positive perspective. Now, we can talk about the shareholder compensation. The regular dividends have their percentage here in regards to the net revenue, 25 to 50%, and we have to update it quarterly. The policy predicts the possibility of the extraordinary dividends following the criteria here that you can see on the slide. After we mentioned the second quarter earnings, the board could propose the payment of extraordinary dividends should the net revenue over the EBITDA is lower than 2. And you have to notice that this payment would not put in risk the financial health, the investment plan, or the current state, economic state of the company. Still going with the policy, should the index be between 2 and 2.2, the payout will be maintained obeying the criteria established in the first quarter for the regular dividends. Should the indicator be above 2.2 times, the percentage of the net revenue to be distributed as dividends should be reduced to the minimum mandatory standard, which is 25%. Still, in the same slide, we present a table with the shareholder compensation in 19, where we verify that the board approved the distribution of 84.5 million in here for the fourth quarter of 19. And the payment will be defined in the next meeting, board meeting. That way, Copasa distributed 210 million reais in 2019, or 1.6 reais per share. In regards to the regular dividends for 2020, the board established 25% of the net revenue adjusted to be distributed in the quarterly publications this year. The board already published that in the meeting that we did in March 19th, that should we distribute any extraordinary dividends according to the policies of the company, this subject will be discussed in up to 90 days after the approval of the books of 2019, given the scenario of social and economic uncertainties due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, going to the next slide, a very quick overview in regards to the concessions. We finish the financial results. Copasa Copanor have 641 concessions of water, 629 operated, and 311 concessions on sewage, 263 being operated by ourselves. We have the city of Santa Lucia, which is the biggest concession, and here the renewal occurred in February of this year. We have to highlight that the company has 64 concessions that are overdue, which is 2.7% of the revenue. Here, I finish my financial presentation, and I give the word to our president, Carlos Eduardo. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your participation here. In fact, the numbers of 2019 are really a source of pride for the company. I think that the management that we started in July of 19, we had a quarter, the entire team, the management team, they could present in a concrete way results that are very interesting. I would like to highlight a few things that really contributed strongly to what already happened and took place, and here a few things on the expectation that we have and we are trying to capture for 2020. A few of the items that the CFO already highlighted when he shows an increase in the expenses in maintenance and subcontracted services, this is completely in adherence to an overview, the vision of the board to improve the quality in providing the service, commercial service, and this already translates into some results from the financial standpoint and also new units. Cost of maintenance to value the assets that we already have and better provision of services is very relevant. We have an unlock focused in the quality of service and servicing the user via digital channels and other remote access channels. But given the utilities characteristics, we have a big opportunity to get closer with the final user in the physical store. One of the actions that we already implemented in this subcontracted service has to do with an improvement in the invoicing. And here we can see an increase in the revenue. And we expect that this effect is gradual. The investments in the subcontracted services to improve the quality of the service provision, well, the X factor, in the context of the regulating agency, we have an opportunity to improve these points. We can also highlight the gains in the structure, the infrastructure that we designed. As soon as we got it, we could implement it. And in the end of November, beginning of December, this brings agility, brings economy, and will make providing a good service easier. A highlight in the reduction of the cost for the board and the management level, we have a reduction of 20%. And this is reflected in cost policy, but also unification of processes and agility for the decision-making process. This is relevant. The bigger impact for those of us that have to work with a new dynamics is with the board of directors for operations. We had three, but now we have one. And now we're working with activities that are focus in the operational areas for the other sub-directors. This is more of a matrix model, and these changes that the operational directorship is going through, and it will still go through, this will lead to new changes, and in such way that the regionalized service provision, logistics, gains in logistics, speed, all of these issues, we will have opportunities to capture benefits throughout time. We have a bigger outlook on the losses. We have a big difference between this board of directors and the one that deals with the market, which has more with of a commercial outlook. We will technically train in investments with complementary actions. And this is very relevant for the company. We are following the regulatory cycle to start in 2020. The discussion for the review starting in 2021. The company is preparing itself in this sense from the standpoint of training with our own team and works with specialized consultants. So as we can get into the next cycle of discussion with the regulating body in a different standard and with an additional technical baggage, so we can have a high-level discussion ensuring that we will leave this review and we will execute the investment plan accordingly. Our CFO already mentioned something very important. He talks about the concessions that are overdue. We had a very strong renewal here in the metropolitan region, Santa Luzia, the city, in terms of revenue. We have an intense work. We want to change the relationship with our subcontractors, the mayors and the customers. And we've had open talks with all of these actors. This is a year of elections, municipal elections. The decision-making process is more difficult, but we have the expectations that are very positive in this renewal process. Other concessions were signed in 19, and they contributed to the results. Also very important, regardless of the discussions in the regulatory framework, they allow the municipalities, if they don't want to renew automatically the contracts, they can seek to have a public bid for the service. And Copasa is preparing for this reality, investing in training of our team, seeking alternatives for a service provision with lower costs, so as we are competitive in the open market. As you've seen, last week, we were going to have a bid in the city of Andrada. We went there ready to present the proposal. However, the public bid was suspended because of the questionings in regards to the restrictive points. But the company is ready and trained to participate in all the public bids. Therefore, any bid in the state of Minas Gerais, Copasa will analyze and study in depth whether it is a contract for an existing program. We are interested in keeping our contracts and earning more contracts regardless of operating in a city or not. In general terms, these are the main points, and I think that the fourth quarter is very clear, an opening between revenue and an increase in expenses, and this will be the unlock that we will work with strongly. We have to take care of that. Certainly, this will come up in the Q&A, but anticipating the company is vigilant in regards to the effects of the COVID pandemic. We are adapting ourselves tremendously, and we've gathered at least, we had a meeting at least once a day to discuss the validity of the actions and planning. This is very important for the discussions that we have at the end of the day. Sometimes we need to adjust our plans. We are ready to prepare this, to face this, and some questions are still to be answered. The federal government has given important answers to the entrepreneurial sector. You've seen the measures that are being implemented, and I am sure that we will go through this period and we will continue to advance as we planned. Certainly, adjustments will be necessary, but the company has a robustness with infrastructure and in such a way that we can overcome this very difficult process. These are my words, and the company is at your service alongside with the CFO. Very well. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the Q&A session for investors and analysts. At the end, we will open to the news, to the journalists. If you want to ask a question, type *9 in your telephone. First question will be from Carolina Carneiro. Good morning. Thank you for the call. I have a few questions. First, this item that you just mentioned, Carlos, which is solutions or arrangements for the impacts of the crisis that COVID-19 might cause. We've seen other state utilities companies announcing the exemption for 90 days for the social tariff. I wanted to know if that idea of Copasa will be along those lines, and if yes, what is the number of families or consumer units that will be qualified for the social tariff segment? Second question, in regards to costs, you mentioned the change in the board of directors, the changes that will be presented for the company. Can we expect a different type of reduction of costs and improvement of efficiencies directly impacting other lines of costs, for example, in terms of subcontracted parties for this year? Thank you. Good morning, Carolina. The company and the regulatory agency and the shareholder have discussed in regards to this very atypical scenario, that what are the measures and solutions that we can present for this more vulnerable population? What are the alternatives, really, in regards to that? We are not working up until now with any sort of exemption for this category, but with more flexible conditions that can give to this population an opportunity, simpler opportunities or facilitated options for payment. What we're working really concretely is the delay in the due date of these bills. but we should later, very shortly, talk about this. We have about 560,000 consumer units in the social tariff. This is what we're working with, but we don't work with exemption. This is an important service that impacts the lives of people, but we have to have responsibility to discuss the cost as a whole, and the cost is installed. It's there. And we've tried to avoid any measure that are rushed and that might cause repercussions up ahead that are very negative. But certainly for this population, there will be at least a delay in the due date and more flexible options for payment so that they can overcome this very difficult moment. Reduction of costs, what can we expect? In fact, before the scenario, I would have this answer in a very objective way. Yes, even with the increase in subcontracted services, this is connected to gains, big gains, in the revenues. Now, at this time, everything is very complicated to talk about this potential of gains of costs. But from the standpoint of optimization of infrastructure gains, of synergy in the areas, this will be the big guiding light of our management, of our tenured. Well, we have the cycle of the pandemic, but still, to work with resources that are allocated more efficiently is what we will do in the future. Thank you. Next question will be from Fernando Jorge Itaú. Fernando? Good morning. The question was already done by my colleague. Maybe a follow-up. Do you have an estimation as to what will be the monthly, what would be the value for the low-income water bill? I mean, what would be the value? What would make sense here? How would you define the threshold? Thank you, Fernando. The average value of this user would be something about 35 to 40 reais. This is the public that we will target with, but you know, the average value, this is the amount, monthly amount. Thank you. The next question will be from Pedro Maffredini from Goldman Sachs. Pedro? Hi. Thank you, guys. Very simple doubt. What is the contingency plan for the people that are taking the reading from the water clock? I mean, are you going to, the people that go on the field, are you going to try to do the measurement of consumption of usage per approximation? Well, the reading is one of the affected areas. Our program, we have to adapt ourselves because of the effects of the coronavirus. And the readings are adapting the routine, but as of now, it's normal, with an adjustment that the hydrometers that are inside of the house, they will be read by the average, and this we will evaluate it later. Well, of course, we have a lower working hours for the people that go on the field, but with this adjustment, we want to avoid that the person would have to get in contact with the person that will read, that lives there, but we're working with averages. Of course, we have other contingency plans predicted, but we believe that it will be possible to do it this way. The employees are very committed in overcoming this period. And the importance of the providing this essential service, and this is not just delivering the water, but the distribution also, you know, one of the things that is important is the meter reader and the meter reading. Everything has to proceed even if we have restrictions. And we are still doing the reading with this adjustments, but they're still ongoing. We still have staff on the field. One more question. The reading, the fact that Copanor services the cities that in theory are economically weaker, it's certain to say that you will have less social tariff than other companies, and are you planning, if you do anything, to join Copanor Copasa, or it will be done in the same way? And the third point we would have from the state, you are reconsidering, because of liquidity, the payment of dividends, extraordinary dividends. Wouldn't it be prudent to involve the state and you can pay that extraordinary dividend so that the state can work better with the social tariffs? Let's try an answer. But from one, it became four. No problem in answering all four. In regards to Copasa and Copanor, the measures that we adopted are for Copasa and for Copanor. Copanor, you mentioned that it works in the poorer regions of the state, and we have a lower tariff if you compare it to Copasa. The cities serviced by Copanor are also, we are paying a lot of attention to them. Distribution of extraordinary dividends, according to the meeting by the board, we will deliberate it in up until 90 days, discussing the entire scenario and evaluating what is the best decision for the good of the company, the shareholders, and somehow how can that impact the user. And I think that we will certainly use all of this deadline to see the impact. The government has behaved as the controller shareholder. They know the responsibility of the company, and we've done an adequate separation between the role, political state role, and the revenues of the company. And this will guide all the actions that we will implement up ahead. As I mentioned, we don't have an exemption or distribution of extraordinary dividends so that we can do the direct subsidy. Things are very differently, dynamically speaking, but everything can be discussed. But up until the time, it's not this line, and we are not talking about an exemption. This is an important message. We have on the table a set of policies, public policies, even at the federal level, that we hope are going to be very positive, including so that all the institutions will suffer the less impact possible. And we already prepared this deferment. The delay in the due date for the payment for the users that have a social tariff, and we will establish and explain the criteria. We will have that in the short term. You asked another question that I don't remember. It was just the issue of the shareholder of the dividends. If it would be interesting to, well, the board already deliberated. But even in a scenario of worsening of the economy, wouldn't it be interesting for the government to use the balance via dividends to be able to subsidize the social tariff? It's just a thought, because I think that this would be interesting because the leverage of Copasa is so low. But this is on the table, Pedro. Yes. Thank you. Next, we will have Paula De Caso of Contour.
Good morning.
I don't know if you can hear me, but I wanted to ask. You're improving the investments, but in the situation of coronavirus, the strategy for investment will be affected, and do you have a plan B? Do you have a delay in the investments? Are you going to change the strategy for 2024? I would ask you to ask the question once again, because the quality, really, of the audio is not so good. Please. The call wasn't working, but I wanted to ask, in regards to investments, the investments building the works, and I wanted to know, due to the coronavirus, what is your strategy? I mean, you have delay in the dam construction, barrage construction, reservoirs, but do you foresee a delay in the investments since you have a plan up until 2024? Do you see any delays in that? Okay, now I think that I can understand it better, Paula. In our plan, investment plan, there isn't any building of reservoirs, any dams being built. We have the expansion for the treatment units for sewage and even building new ones, and a lot of expansion of networks to fulfill contractual needs and following up on vegetative growth. This is what is strong for this period. It's undeniable that this pandemic will generate in all companies impacts in their plans. So when we talked about the investment plan last year for the next cycle of 2024, we had a scenario. Now we know that this scenario can be affected, but right at this time, it's very premature to talk about any percentage of reduction or not. We are still working. This is an area that hasn't suffered interruptions. We've reduced the administrative level, even reductions, but we haven't reduced the investment plan and the allocation of people. Well, we have different actions, and even by the legal determination and decrees, state, city, and also federal decrees that take into consideration the increase of the restriction of the circulation of people, we are working with a scenario of reducing labor, but we cannot say how is that going to be reflected in the investment plan. Fact is, we have a need and a disposition to make these investments take place, but we have to work a little bit more. What is happening right now. So we can go to the market, and Copasa has tried to be as transparent as possible, but now it's premature to anticipate any discussion, any percentage in the reduction in the investment plan. Thank you. Very good. We have a question from the internet. I'm going to ask Daniel to read it. Marcelo, good morning. I'm going to read it. question is from Romulo Bresch. Thank you for answering my question. He has three. This investment plan already considers the coverage for water and sewage, the debt in foreign exchange, is it remediated? And the third, should we expect any regulatory measure that is similar to the ones that were taken at Sabesp, the company from São Paulo? The investment plan, first question, already considers a part of the profit sharing of, well, as to the date of the PL, we will have to do any increments or not. It depends on the date, but a part of this investment is considered, but not all. In regards to the foreign exchange debt, it's completely remediated. I'm going to ask the CFO to give you the more complete information, just to inform that our debt in foreign currency represents 9% of our total debt. We do not have remediated, but we're in discussions with new opportunities for hedging, but up until the moment, it doesn't exist any hedge in our foreign exchange debt. In regards to the last question, I can only speculate. I think that the more relevant measure is Sabesp is giving an exception in regards to the social tariff, even though I'm going to infer, if that's your question, I will go back to the answer that we already gave. We are not working with the exception for any tariff class, but with a very sensitive look to the users of social tariff, delaying the payment, not suspending the services, and all other correlated measures. This is the question that I could better understand. Ladies and gentlemen, now we will start the Q&A for journalists. If any journalist has any questions, please type *9 in your telephone. If we do not have any more questions, we close right now the Q&A session. We will give the word to the president to the final thoughts. Dr. Carlos, please. Well, thank you very much. I would like to thank you for your participation. The earnings call is also very important, not only to talk about the past, but also having a look to the future. When we look at the recent test of Copasa, the results are very interesting. And we had the investments in analysis. The results are surprising. And the expectation is that we could, from then on, getting into 2020 in a more accelerated way, trying to find better results. But it's undeniable that the effect of the pandemic will make all the organizations to review their plans in that sense. The concern of Copasa is that besides assuring the provision of services, of utility services, we have water being an important agent to help in this fight against the transmission of the virus. But we will have to review during the fiscal year our projections. And for that, we need to measure day by day in a more objective way the impacts of everything that is taking place. we have the expectation, big expectation, with the measures that the federal government is implementing. We have a movement for the state-owned companies and the private companies to talk about this to the government, and everything that was added to the provisional measures. The economy will be, you know, there will be problems. We were very clear with the regulator and controller the responsibility of their decisions, because this urgent situation, such as the one that we are living right now, it cannot transform into a bigger problem up ahead. We had examples, expressive examples at the national level. You have to remember what happened with the energy accounts, energy bills, and the problems that we had up ahead. So responsibility will mark the projections without forgetting about the social look that we have, taking into consideration the ones that are going to be affected, the small businesses, but we are very optimistic. The management here has had the opportunity to develop works with an internal look that reflect the external numbers. And it's that way that we are going to continue with this walk, even with all of these difficulties, and with a very positive expectation that in the next discussion of results, we will have a clearer onlook of what's happening with the scenario and presenting results in the new reality. For that, thank you very much and have a nice day. Well, very good. In this way, the teleconference for the results of 2019 and the fourth quarter of 2019 of Copasa is closed. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a nice day. Please disconnect your lines. Gilberto, eu vou desconectar e eu vou te escrever no WhatsApp.